Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chester in California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, Scotty, man, I've been listening to you for a long time. Glad to talk to you.
My man.
I've rooted for the Sharks since they were born in 1991. Last night, I literally lost my flipping mind. 4 goals in under 5 minutes. I was out of my head. I didn't know what to think, do, or say. When the game was over and they won, you know what I did? I watched the repeat all the way through because that's what I do as a San Jose Shark fan. I want to get your thoughts on where you think they're going.
Well, I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was that. It was, you know, it wasn't better than the year they went to the finals. Right? I mean, Carver High, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals and lost in six to the Penguins. That had to be better than this. This was a first-round Game 7 overtime win. Congratulations, but you can't tell me it wasn't better to go to the finals.
Like if they don't, the finals. That's...
If you don't go to the finals and win the Stanley Cup, you'll never top what you did that year when you went six deep in the Stanley Cup Finals. This is nothing compared to that.
Look, it is, and when you look back at it years from now, it's, you know, it's one of those series. It's a fun series. If you're a fan of the Sharks, you're going to remember that series for a long time. You're down 3-1. You get this crazy comeback in Game 7. I can understand what he's saying where that's very memorable.
Right.
That's not, it's different when you go to the Cup Finals. But in terms of when you're looking for those fun moments, like we always say, only one team wins every year, right? So you're looking for those fun moments that you get out of a playoff run. A Shark fan's going to remember what happened last night
for a
long time.
I thought it was very exciting and everything, but let's calm down with the four-goal stuff. Is it really that hard to do with a man advantage for 5 minutes and you score a goal and you can keep scoring? So the five-minute major is different than a two-minute power play where you scored a goal and it's over. With a five-minute major, you just keep scoring if you can do it. Now, I'll give them credit where credit is due. They produced 4 goals. It was very impressive. But like I said, at the same time, they couldn't even hold that lead, right? They blew that lead. You get up 4-3, you got to close the deal. And they couldn't do it. But they won the game, so congratulations. I didn't think it was a good call. And I thought they got gift-wrapped that game. Gift-wrapped. It should have been over at 3-0 with 10 minutes left. It should have been 3-1 with a power play goal, and that's it. But they gave him 4 goals. But I'll give them this. They put it in. So it's not like they didn't score 4 goals. So I'll give them credit.
And Vegas didn't stop them.
You got that right. And then Vegas lost in overtime. So they can cry all they want in Vegas. I'm sure they're upset about it, but it is what it is. Now watch, I'm telling you, this kind of stuff happens all the time. These teams, they get close, they sniff it, they're in the finals. I mean, like, look at the Predators and Sharks, right? They were just in the Stanley Cup Finals. How they been doing since? I'm telling you, there's something about it that it's weird. I'm sure Vegas, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, so everybody in Las Vegas thinks, you know, we're the greatest thing ever. We lost, so what? We're in the finals. We're going to go to the finals every year. So now they get back into the Stanley Cup playoffs again, and everyone was buying in. I mean, everyone, the media, everybody bought the Vegas Golden Knights, right? Everybody's like, oh, they're going. They're going to the finals again. They're that good. And they got Pacioretty and Stone, Stasny. They're even better now. They got the best goalies, never lost a Game 7. They're on their way, right? And then what happened? You lost. So now... they've lost in the Stanley Cup Finals, then they lost in the first round. My question is, I'm sure people there think they're going to go back again next year to the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't work that way. You're going to learn how hard. I think they're learning right now in a very good lesson. I think it's really good for them that they're learning right now how hard it really is. You're right there on the cusp. You lost in five, whatever, but you lost. And then you go back and look at you. You're out in the first round in overtime of game seven. So now you're not where you were last year. You've slipped down a whole nother world. You're out in the first round. It doesn't seem like it because you went game seven in overtime, but it really was a first round exit. Now let's see you go back to the Stanley Cup Finals anytime soon. Now I've heard all I can take that they're going to go to the finals again and win it, and oh, Vegas is so great. They got the greatest arena and all the rest. Let's see you go back to the Stanley Cup Finals. Let's not forget they didn't win it. Everybody acts like they won the Stanley Cup. They didn't win Shaq. Okay, let's get real here. And then this year, everybody thought they were going to do it again. And guess what? You know what they're doing now? They're watching them build that Raider stadium now with everybody else because there's nothing to do in Vegas now because they're done, okay? What are you going to do now? Go to another viewing party downtown and watch what, the Sharks play? I don't think so. The viewing party just went from 3,000 to 3. There's no one going to watch anything anymore in Vegas because their season just ended. So blame me all you want, but that's the reality of losing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Once you get there, you think it's going to be so easy going back. There's guys play their whole career. How about your boy, what's his name? Patty Marlowe. The guy's played 21 years and he can't win the cup. 21 years. No wonder he's still playing because he's still trying to win that thing. It'll drive you nuts. You'll end up in therapy. You'll be in a shrink's sofa trying to figure out how do I get back to the Stanley Cup Finals and win it. It is so hard to do. No one respects that. Except, in my view, Carver High, the guys that have their name on that trophy. You have to win 16 games. It is no joke. I mean, look at your Islanders, right? 1983, is that the last time they won it?
Correct.
Look at the Leafs, 1967. How's that going for them? How's that going, Toronto? And Vegas thinks it's so easy. Wow, we got the nicest arena. We got the nicest practice arena. The fans are the greatest. I've heard everything I can take. Guess what they're doing tomorrow? They're golfing out at Angel Park with everybody else. It's that simple. It is brutal trying to win the Stanley Cup. They don't gift wrap that sucker. Trust me. You got to earn it the hard way. And they bit it. They were up 3-1, and they bit it. So you can talk about how great they are. They actually bit it is what they did. They should have won that game. You're up 3-0 with 10 minutes to go. You got to win the game. They blew it is what happened. And everyone was like, oh, they didn't blow anything. Yeah, they did. They were up 3-0 with 10 minutes to go. You know what they are? They're the Falcons, up 25 at the half.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.